Allegedly.
I feel it, man.
Yeah.
Not a guarantee.
Yep.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah. It's Freedom Fiends, man. Worms, 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 worms.
Somehow worms. I still have Discord open. Worms. How was that? Why? I was not ready for me to hop on
you're
yet.
You're cheating on FiendFo with Discord. I heard about you.
Well, I lost my Fiend phone server, so due to a blackout. Power surge. Power surge.
Don't you just use ours? Power surge. Would not tell me. I thought that's what you do.
I don't know how to do it without creating a huge feedback loop.
You just turn down the GCN feed when you're connecting. Don't you know that?
I don't think it'll work. I'm still working on it. I'll figure it out.
I mean, that's open to Freedom Fiends who have good audio. They can use that when I'm not looking.
Yeah, but I have some lulberts that I'm sure you probably wouldn't want having the server.
I won't fire you. I won't fire you for that.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Who?
Allegedly.
Well, I'm stealing a couple of your hosts, actually. You know about this? I'm poaching them.
Oh, who? You're taking the pseudo white supremacist? Or
no, he cusses too much. Cusses too much. And Brandon Von Stormhaven.
Yeah.
It's the best name in the world, and it sounds vaguely racist. That's not why it's great. It's a great name, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Are you taking Seamus then?
He got that. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Because he's a good Christian boy, and he might actually drop an F-bomb, but he won't say GD, which is worse on talk radio.
It's so funny because we'll do a show and I'll cuss, but when he realizes, like he said, like God, like damn it, he'll say, "Can you go back and edit that? Damn it!" I'm like, "Are you kidding?
God won't notice if Jim edits it out."
Yeah,
he's basically trying to lie to God, is what he's asking me to do. Oh man. You know, yeah. I always like to do things like that. Like I made a loophole with God one time. I found a loophole around God. This is kind of funny. This is how Cash Newman thought. You know, someone actually said to me today, like they were like, "Yeah, I've listened to the show a bunch, but I missed some episodes. And then I see you talking about Cash Newman, and I thought he was your alter ego or your id or your imaginary friend. But then you said he moved into Nima's old apartment in your town." And I'm like, how do you know I'm not unhinged enough to actually rent a crappy apartment for my imaginary cousin to live in and go party with him, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's sort of like a Fight Club thing. You're talking about him, but you're actually living vicariously through
him. Yeah,
really vicariously.
That's actually a line. That's actually a line in Fight Club. What is it? I don't know if he owned the house or was squatting. Neither would have surprised me. You know, that movie takes a couple of, like, really cheesy, worn out TV or movie tropes and then reinvigorates them. One is, you know, finding out that it's the same person. I mean, that's the Jekyll and Hyde. It's been used in a lot of movies, but they did it kind of in a neat way in that. And the other thing is the switched briefcases. Remember that on the plane? Like, that's how they meet each other, supposedly. Mm-hmm. They have the same briefcase and accidentally end up with the other person's briefcase. And that's like, I mean, going back to like stupid stuff like Get Smart, you know, Old Spy stuff. Yeah.
You Get Smart was an amazing show, by the way. I used to catch that all the time.
Yeah. I'll never fire you. You show up when no one else will. When Miller, yeah, I'd never fire you.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah. I was celebrating Thanksgiving a little bit early with some Dungeness crab.
I saw that, and I said, "You have a big picture of you with a crab," and I said, "Oh, it's my spirit animal." At first I said, "Oh, you're hanging out with your spirit animal," and then I thought, "No, I'm the crabby one." I mean, people think, you know, cats, but no, really, the crab. Insects of the sea.
And so, like, I woke up, and I'm a little bit hungover to an extent.
Good,
not really.
Good.
I wasn't
when you get
soft.
When you get called into work on your day off, and you're drunk.
I don't go.
Oh, really?
No, okay. I don't answer my phone because they always want me. They always want me to come in during day shift, and I'm like, no. The sun sucks. If I can avoid the sun, I'm going to avoid it at all costs.
It's going to end up in Fiends out of context. You know, I think there should be a new Fiends Twitter account that Travis should start. It's called Misheard Fiends. And I made the suggestion for the first one. And it was Maggie Smith, I'd hit it, Steve Miller. Because there was something, like all those things were mentioned in the same like 20 words, but they didn't really line up quite like that. But why not? If you're doing something else and listening in the background.
A lot of the Fiends out of context are actually in context. Yeah. Not yeah, all of them.
Good quotes.
Yeah, they're really good quotes.
I pointed that out. So he's actually been making an effort to pull some of them out of context. And it's pretty funny. And mostly it's kind of like us doing a voice, like, you know, it'll be Jim Jesus said, you know, what's wrong with a little genocide? And he's actually like quoting some Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Or what he imagines them to be. Yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, I was going to talk about this last week because I didn't talk about it the week before because we didn't have a show. But you were talking about, like, right after the election, you were like, Jim was wrong. And I was like, okay, he's going to go on this huge tirade about how I was wrong about the election. And no, everybody it was just
was
about.
Wrong.
Yeah. And it just turned out, no, I was just. Wrong. You were talking about how I said something offhand about Mulan Labe being Latin. I was like, I think it's Latin. He was like, you said it was Latin. I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, it was
I'll take that over. You were totally wrong about the election.
It was just inopportune because it was the last thing on the show. So it kind of sounded like, and in conclusion, something wrong. And yeah. In conclusion,
yeah.
Mulan Labe is not a Greek phrase. It's a Latin phrase.
Not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
So you liking the app I made for you?
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. I need to pimp it a little bit more, but I've just been so busy lately.
Have you used it in real life?
Crab. Yes.
Like in person with people? Like at work? Yes. Yeah, I really love. I'd love to.
They're like, what was that? Guys. Nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Nothing. What was
if
that?
If you got a friend in your pocket? Yes. Allegedly.
Yeah, maybe I'll pay you back for allegedly. This wonderful. Yeah. Maybe I'll pay you back for this wonderful pizza you bought us. Not a guarantee. What was that? Nothing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, we should probably add. I was thinking we could add a few more. Maybe just you saying me and you saying worms three different ways. But there is an interesting little issue with this I want to point out. I don't think I've talked about this, and it's barely worth mentioning. But there's an error message on it, but it does not affect play. But it's weird. It's the way this stuff's set up, and I'm not a programmery guy. But when you hit not a guarantee, then you get this error message that says error accessing audio file. So what that is about. God damn, Cash Newman was here today. Okay, so what that's about is what?
I was going to say he left for a while. I'm not having able to get a hold of him lately.
Yeah, he left here and showed up again.
I got to call the Happy Hippo again. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, as far as renting like a crappy apartment for your imaginary friend, you know how cheap it would be to buy like a pee in the sink one bedroom apartment or like studio apartment in this town?
Probably nothing.
If I did it with a mortgage, it'd probably be cheaper than renting it. Like, I think Nemus rent was $400 a month for this studio apartment. I mean, you could probably buy that place with a mortgage for $200 a month. And then not renege on it because it's your imaginary friend. And then they would take, you know, 90 days to evict you. So there you go.
Yeah, when I first moved out to Vegas, I had it was a one bedroom with the walk-in closet, but I was paying about $400 a month for it. But
then you came out of the closet.
No, but that
moved to a better place.
That area makes Kensington look like Bel Air. It was absolutely horrible.
That's gonna be in Fiends out of context. Yeah. It should be makes Kensington that area looks where I used to live makes Kensington look like Bel Air. Man, I don't know.
I could deal with it, but I just couldn't deal with the roaches. Like roaches, I mean, is where I've lived all the line. I don't do roaches.
Yeah, I've lived places where you can walk in San Francisco. In LA, I lived in a kind of like a couple blocks from a bad part of town. I lived at if you know LA, I lived a couple blocks off Sunset, on the cusp of Echo Park and Silver Lake. Like when you're going one direction on Sunset, it would say Echo Park, and the other direction it'd say Silver Lake. I was between those on Coronado, North Coronado, which is the the better part of not worst part of across Sunset, you know, I'd get stabbed walking down the street. But it's weird how like boundaries are respected. Maybe it's a gang thing. I don't know. But the house next door to me had MS-13 spray painted on it in 15 foot letters one day, put it that way. But the place I lived in San Francisco.
What was MS-13? I'm sorry. The caffeine's still working. And besides,
it's a gang that's especially heinous. And put it this way, you don't want to live in a neighborhood where that's spray painted on things. But the place I lived in San Francisco, the places I lived in San Francisco were worse, including the place I lived next door to MDC, or downstairs from MDC, the band Millions of Dead Cops. But I lived places that, like, you could buy crack without going 3 feet out your door, and I still wouldn't say they make Kensington look like Bel Air. They more like they were the equivalent of Kensington. But, you know, that thing that no war, no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA, you know, that's a thing from a old MDC song from the 80s. It was no war, no KKK, no fascist USA was the thing. I'd play a little bit of it, but I don't know if you can play it on the radio.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty language in that stuff.
I could try. Who can understand it though anyway? No, I wouldn't play the cuss part.
I think it would turn off a lot of our sensitive listeners who were just
I don't think the sensitive listeners could understand the lyrics, but the sound of the music would probably turn them off.
Yeah, they would be like, I just wanted to hear about how Trump was absolutely wonderful for winning the election.
Yeah, hey, I want to give out our phone number, and we're actually going to try taking calls tonight just for the heck of it. When we will hang up on you, we will. Probably. Mm-hmm. So call us. Write this number down. We'll put you on after the break, maybe. Allegedly. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. So maybe someone will call. Maybe
draining the swamp and refilling it with more swamp.
Yeah. Most of our stations were on run delayed, though. So if it's not Monday night, don't call.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
And he's going to stay on for the whole show?
Allegedly.
And it'll go well.
Not a guarantee.
I need to make the buttons bigger. So the error, the weird error with the gym app with Not a Guarantee, Lulberts, which you could get on. Easiest thing to do is probably go to freedomfeeds.com. Oh, it's not on there. Do you have it on Lulberts somewhere? Have you pimped it?
No, not yet. I need to. Right. I've been so busy lately.
Yeah.
If you just type in Not a Guarantee into the Google Play Store, you'll find it. Yeah. It's right there. Yeah. And it's got my face with the Pip Strong.
Yeah. In a mirror image. So the error is that after you play Not a Guarantee, you get a little message that says error accessing audio file. That's just sort of a weird workaround I did. So basically, like I said, I'm not a programmer, but I program things on I play one on the radio. Right. So I wasn't really able to like make this do exactly what I wanted to do. So I did a workaround, which was that the best player that is an option for me with this authoring environment is basically the only option is for it to play one song right after the other, and these are acting like songs, these audio files. And so when you played Not a Guarantee, as soon as it was done, it would play Allegedly. So what I did was I made a 30-second blank you know, silence file to put between them. So when it goes from the not a guarantee to the silence file, it detects silence and says error accessing audio file, but it doesn't affect the play. You know, I was just thinking maybe what I really should do. Wow. Okay. I
thought of a button with the sound effect. I'm sure there's
No. Here it is.
Because you're playing with the WYSIWYG editor, right?
Yeah, what I should do. No, I've got it. I've got it. It should be not a guarantee, should be a 30 second file with most of it silenced. So it plays not a guarantee, then plays 27 seconds of silence, and then goes to allegedly. So, you know, you might accidentally let it play, which would be kind of fun because it might just say allegedly after you forgot about it in the middle of your next, you know, paragraph. That'd be cool.
And it might necessary. It might actually be necessary.
This is a work in progress. Yeah. I'm gonna work on the about the to whom it may concern about Jim Jesus.
Yeah, I've actually been looking into starting to look into how to program Android stuff. I got the Android SDK and
to actually program it.
Yeah, to actually do it. And I was like, I wanted to get a WYSIWYG editor, which is what you see is what you get. Yeah, remember that? Remember when that was a thing? Yeah, like, yeah. I just don't know what a term is for that nowadays. But so I got, I was like, nah, I'm not going to do
it. Now the term is software,
I'm going to do it hard,
I think.
Okay.
I mean, because even when you think about it, like, even where you hard code, when you code stuff, there's still usually some kind of WYSIWYG version of what you'll see.
Yeah, and I'm sure I could do something simple. It's not like I'm going to be encoding a Monero wallet or anything on this thing. Yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, making a button to play a sound file.
I actually installed Visual Basic today. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, wow. Are you going to make some like AOL proggies?
How long did it take?
It takes like an hour to install. I basically did it so the work that the programmers are doing on Bipcoin, the improvements, the adding DNS that doesn't suck. I want to be able to compile their changes and check them out without saying, can you do this for me, guys? And I can do that. I've compiled things before that other people have written. Like this friend of mine made this app. They weren't called apps in the 90s. This program called Mouse Count, which I'm actually running right now. It actually just tells you how many times you click your mouse per session, day, hour, week, month, and ever.
And did it tell me how many times I clicked my pen on the radio? That would be
no.
Yeah.
That was the noise. But let's see. So this month I've clicked 157,831 mouse clicks, which is down 31% from the same time last month. And it's pretty cool.
How many mouse clicks do you think is in the average lifespan of a mouse?
Millions. I know millions. This for a fact because I do millions of mouse clicks a year.
Lives.
And I don't replace a mouse once a year.
What was that?
Hugo, what?
I heard something over the wall.
I was thinking about an actual mouse, so I was thinking
over
the wall. Yeah,
the mouse crawled
over
the wall.
Yeah, they click a couple of times to make little baby mice, and then they die.
So you got a mouse in your pocket, or is that a wall? You know, so we got any callers there? Board up? No.
Are we taking calls now?
We're going to try it.
Maybe you should say the number again.
The thing is, like, we're not live. Yeah. If you want to call us, 855-660-4261.
Wide open phones.
Don't interrupt it. It's 855-660-4261. Yeah, remind me to give it out when we come back to
with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Send me a tweet or something if there is such a thing.
Jim, you should make all your hosts download and install and use the Not a Guarantee app to drive up your numbers.
Well, I had to...
Like how college professors assign their own books so they guarantee selling 100 a year or something.
Yeah. Well, I have two of them that are Macintosh and Apple users. So,
do they have the Freedom Fiends iPhone app? They should.
I think Miller does. You have to ask him. But
yeah, he had to delete some. Hey, but the phone number. It's the last time I'm going to give it out. It's embarrassing. No one calls in. But the thing, and this is a legitimate reason, not an excuse, is of all the stations run, most of them play the show delayed at some point, like different hours or whatever. So, you know, if this is not Monday night going into Tuesday morning, don't call in when we give the number out, because you'll be getting like the Maserati Repair and Fly Fishing Show instead of the Freedom Fiends. Because they
the Grandpa's Butt Dial Show.
The Grandpa Butt Dial Show. So the number, if you want to Grandpa Butt Dial us, is 855-660-4261. Again, that's 855-660-4261. So, yep.
Yeah. But if you call in, you get the Maserati Repair Show, leave a voice message to audition for the
film. And we'll play it.
Yeah.
And we'll play it on the air. So I was saying during the break that real libertarians, real Scotsmen, do surveys. I'm not saying, like, you know, someone calls during dinner and bothers you, you spend a half hour, but I like to take time to review things. Not everything I buy, but I review some things on Amazon. I do some surveys, even if there's no reward, if they're quick. I think that's part of a free market. And I think people who say the free market is Jesus, you know, people like libertarians who say that the free market will solve everything. You know, the people who say that shame will replace government censorship, you know, government guns, and then get upset when you shame a bad libertarian. Yeah, those people. So those people, in addition to actually shaming people who deserve it, should also look into the possibility of contributing to the free market other than by just buying stuff and using the Freedom Fiends affiliate links, Amazon links from freedomfiends.com. You should actually also occasionally go write reviews. You know, my wife actually, before she met me, she was on this dating service and she met some losers. I mean, not like, you know, she met some cool guys too, but she told me about some of the losers, and one of them, this is pretty funny, you know, she was like, oh, what do you do for a living? And he like tried to impress her. He said, oh, I write reviews for IMDb. I write movie reviews for IMDb. That's pretty funny, man.
Yeah, anyway, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't done the review thing on Amazon, but can you link to your
shame
affiliate links?
Can you what? Sorry, I was shaming
to your
you.
Own affiliate link, you know, things, products, so you can get the kickback, the reward. No, you can't, right?
Yeah. No, I just think economic advantage of it would be that, and this would be a lot of work, but if you do enough reviews and they're good and people click like on them, and they have ways to see if it's fake. If people actually really like your reviews, you get the status of like, you know, top 1,000 Amazon reviewer or something, or even top 50.
You're someone part of the 1%.
Yeah, part of the 1%. And those carry a lot more weight. So I guess you could, I don't know, charge money, but that would violate the term service. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you could do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a top 100 Amazon reviewer who did a great review of Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom DVD and Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle DVD. I did not go to boarding school with him, allegedly. Oh, wait. Where's my
app? Not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm a living app.
You are a living, breathing app. I really like this app. You know, I have like a... Whenever my wife goes out of town, I get a cat and make an app. But I think I'm at my cat limit, so I need to make an app. I don't know what I'll do. Maybe Jim and I will just go into the recording studio over Thanksgiving and record. Like, this app will just grow. It'll have mission creep and end up with like 100 options. And you'll be scrolling through for the perfect answer. And it'll be like, F it. I liked it better when it said two things.
hipster about fiend apps, about FAPs.
Yeah. Mission creep. So, guys.
Yeah. So, you know, until you create like a iPhone app for the lulbirds, there's going to have a couple of fiends that aren't going to be doing anything with that.
And I'll do that still, for $10,000.
Getting Mott to...
making the app, I'll do free. Dealing with dead Steve Jobs ghost haunting me, I wouldn't do for less than probably, I don't know, $2,000. It was horrible. It harmed me.
Apple really did take a wrong path. Now, I mean, like, they're doing dumb things oh, we have courage because we're getting rid of the audio jack for the iPhone because it's an old antiquated technology. And then their brand new
still
laptop.
Uses it once.
Yeah. But they'll still give you like a little dongle so you can still use it. It's like, then why did you get rid of it to begin with?
And then on radio.
Yeah.
And then, well, they have an excuse. It's waterproof.
My waterproof S7 has an audio jack. You can make those things waterproof.
Yeah, you can make them be a door foam. It shuts, basically, and opens.
No, you don't even need to do that. You can just make it waterproof. Yeah, because it's just a metal connector. It's not. You can make those waterproof, but they still put one on the new laptops they came out with. So it's like, why did you get rid of it? There's no excuse for it. It's dumb.
Yeah, they're really going down the wrong path. I actually visited an Apple store today here in Mexico, and so I just found out that all the computers are incredibly underpowered. I mean, their biggest one has like 16 gigs of RAM. So what are you supposed to do, video editing with it? And this day and age, I know we did video editing with less than a gig, but that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You probably did it, Michael, right? what were the specs for the machines you edited Guns and Weed on?
Oh, did he get droned? I think he got droned. Oh, Michael got droned. Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah. I've noticed that they've been kind of cutting down on the quality of their hardware for sure. Like back in the day, Apple was really known for having really good hardware. And even I've always hated Apple, but there was one thing I've always conceded, like, they're good hardware. It's just the software is kind of kiosky for me. All of their software is a little too kiosky, but now that's not even the case. Now it's just haphazardly putting stuff together and then saying, oh, yeah, this is the new thing, and this is so much faster, and it's faster than the old ones for sure. But it's compared to like some of the PC stuff that's coming out now. It's
They've come to a point where it's like selling cars. You just buy the brand for the year that's running. It's it's a MacBook 2015 or 2016 instead of looking at any of the specs. And that's for one, I've seen that some of the reviews, the really pro people have haven't taken the new machines too well. It's just, you know, you expect me to pay $3,000 for this underpowered machine. And I saw I think Michael is back. Are you back, Michael?
Oh, I just toddled off.
You got drones.
Say hi to Catch Newman and get a soda pop.
Do a toss and watch real
quick. Actually,
right?
I asked you what kind of machines were you using when you were editing Guns and Weed, the PC? Road to Freedom.
Windows 7 PC. Like, what were the stats on it?
Yeah, because I was talking that the new Macs won't come with more than 16 gigs if you're a pro.
And, you know what? That was another thing. I want to say what's wrong with Steve Miller. I mean, iPhones. So he complained for the longest time, like, well, I'd really like to install the Freedom Fiends app. And I believed him because he's listening to it now that he's installed it. But he's like, I have too many memes. I don't have room for another app. You know, for like a, 32 meg app or 18 meg app or something. And he, on Android phones, I mean, I bought a little micro SD chip that adds, I mean, it adds like 32 gigs of, you know, memory, not RAM, but memory to my phone. Like, you can't do that on an iPhone. So for like $8 or $16, you know, it's never going to be an issue to me of, I have too many memes. I can't put it on there.
Yeah, it's closer to $8. And some of the Android phones are going the same way. They only have internal storage, so they can sell you the storage up front instead of...
Yeah, I actually just used one of the ones... It might actually just be $8. It was one of the ones that was left over from Feeding the Homeless. Like, I bought a bunch of... No, it was cheaper than that, man, because... No, it's a 4-gig one, but I've never filled it. Because I kind of delete pictures as I go, too. Like, you know, if I take 20 cat pictures, I'll take the 5 I really like. Jim, you don't take enough pictures of your luscious, beautiful cat.
Yeah.
Your older woman. She's a beautiful older woman, and I want to see pictures.
But you really need to prove those cards.
But Hugo, speak up.
You need to really take video to fill up those cards, only with beats and some audio.
Steve has a lot of memes, man. Card. Man, ma'am, apparently.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, are you assuming my gender now?
Yeah, I am. So, you guys, pronouns. Let me play something here. A couple things I want to play. One is, have you heard the new button ad?
Yes.
Steve Miller. Okay, for people that didn't hear this, I want to play this. It's pretty funny.
It's very psychedelic.
Yeah, I worked pretty hard on this. And it's got like one part layering over another part with like the drums carrying over a few beats to kind of like really make it work, so... Let me find this here.
This final element introduced its not good for the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing. Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on jeep, and Bitcoin. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If we're true fiends, we kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If we're true fiends, we kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If we're true fiends, we kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If we're true fiends, we kind of collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If we're true fiends, we kind of collect them all.
Listening to Freedom.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
So should I like be like the shock caller for Baron von Stormhaven every time I hang out with him? Just like get like a barbecue starter and zap him every single time he cusses.
Yes. Well, I was Googling today for like source code for altcoin cuss jars, but I couldn't find it. I did find codes that I think would work for Bitcoin to make paper wallets. You know what paper wallets are?
Yeah.
You guys?
Oh, those are really cool.
Print out something, yeah, and then you load it up with Bitcoin, and then you can give it out to someone, and then
yeah, like it has the
phone and
it's just got two things. Safe. Like it's got it's you can.
That's a bad idea. To store.
Why is
longer.
That a bad idea?
for papers, for any kind of paper storage, you don't want to do it because a public key is immediately open to the public. The best thing you should do if you're going to do something safe. Like that, no. If you're going to keep it in a safe,
usually it's
to use one of those generators where it tells you like the words, like you write down the 25 word phrase and then you write that down.
Monero has one of those.
Yeah.
But you really can't alter Monero code for other crypto node altcoins because probably by design, but no,
they have one for Bitcoin too. Yeah, they have one for Bitcoin.
But they've changed it so much. There's not one for crypto note in general. Hey, I want to play something that was an influence on me back in the day. That there's probably some of this in every single Freedom Fiends. Oh, you know what? By the way, we gave out the number earlier. We're not going to give it out again. But I will bet you tomorrow we're going to get yelled at on Facebook by three or four people who are like, dude, tell me when you're going to have callers. I would have called in. But you know what? No, that's the point. We'll do this every 6 months at random, more or less.
Well, now they know it's every 6 months. So.
Well, it might be every 5 months or every 7 months.
So they'll start listening about
twice
5 months
in a row,
mark.
Or yeah. Two nights in a row and then not for a year. So I want to play
if it's
thing.
Really random, it could be tomorrow.
Do you guys know Gambler's Fallacy? Do you guys know the Church of the Subgenius?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I was a fan in, God, when did I first buy the Book of the Subgenius? 1982, I think. And it was already kind of like old and weird then, before I was old and weird. But no, I found this radio ad.
I learned about it.
Let me play this radio ad before we go to, I'm just play it. Here we go.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals, acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master at his Church of the Subgenius. Destiny for the abnormal. For Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys, or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob.
The Church of the Subgenius eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Yeah, and I did not name our cat Bob after that. Bob is named after Bobcats. Yeah, I've never heard an ad of them before, but I would say that their whole ideology has been an influence on a lot of the audio I've produced, including that Miller thing tonight. They're good.
Yeah, they're also, originally they were kind of like a pun on Scientology, that was the original kind of
intent. And a lot of churches, but especially, yeah, there was one of them.
And then it just kind of turned into a place where you can get a hold of like crankery. Just where's all the crankery around the world? Yeah, like they had, I remember they had some breatharian guy that's in there. He's still alive. He was on Free Talk Live. I remember that. It was like 10 years ago.
What, people like that don't eat food, you mean?
Yeah, but it turned out this guy was sneaking off and getting McDonald's, and people were finding out. Yeah, and then there was always sort of like this ad hoc explanation why, you know, if you eat McDonald's, it allows you to not eat food for, you know, weeks longer or something like that. So,
my sister tried being one of those. My sisters are both vegetarians, and one of them was a vegan for a while, and she also tried being a breatharian for a while. But that is takes too much work to even be a vegan. Yeah, so my sisters are vegetarians that eat eggs and milk and things like that. name of this episode is going to be Steve Miller. Miller was drunk, given handies in Kensington and missed the show. It's supposed to be him and me tonight. I want to thank you guys for stepping up to
him and I.
Him and I. Him and I. Him and I tribe of Kensington, Philadelphia.
And his final album, Nishri's Disnakulani, know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all.
Because I never could remember the second one. This is the Freedom Fiends podcast.
That plays us only the second hour and delayed, so.
Okay. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea below.
Old timey voice.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios, where we alter your locus to release by warming your synapses to exhibit different radio waves. This warms your brain to an AC-Adelphi 365 degrees Fahrenheit. I gotta take my headphones off in order to do it. And the BIP fiends are covered by a BIP cut. No government license allows use by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Not a guarantee.
That's BIPCOT.org.
Yeah. So,
don't interrupt me when I'm giving out the URL.
Don't interrupt me with myself. Don't use my shit.
You don't know what our URL is in 1935.
Hey, I thought of there's actually a really funny movie with Alec Baldwin called State and Maine, where he plays a guy who likes underage girls, which is hilarious. None of my business. But no, it's a good movie. It's about Hollywood. Basically, Hollywood comes to something like Keene, New Hampshire and ruins it. Keene without the, ruins the pumpkin festival by making a movie at it. So, but there's a really funny running joke in there where they're trying to accept product placement from an internet company. You know, that's what they were called back in 1998 when this movie was made. An internet, a .com company that's it's sort of like Amazon or something. And the movie takes place in like 1860. And finally at the end, you see how they did it. The camera pulls out and you see this like old timey sign. And it's like, I forget what the thing's called. It's like Boobanga, or it had like boobies in it or something. Boobanga.com. And it said, Boobanga, everything for the office. And it was like that. They made it work. Speaking of internet companies, first of all, I have a brilliant idea for a coin that I'm going to make after we do Bitcoin DNS. It's going to be called Troll Coin. I shouldn't even say this on the air. It's going to be called Troll Coin, and we're going to pre-mine like 10% of it. That's what we're going to make. It's going to be to make money, and it's basically going to be, you're going to be able to make a Twitter length comment that goes on the blockchain, that there's a built-in reader in the wallet, and you control people. You can say horrible things about people, and it'll stay in the blockchain for 2 years, and then kind of like how 4chan used to be. I don't know if they're still like this. Jim would know, of course. 4chan used to be like nothing on there would stay for more than 2 days. Like it was kind of like
now nothing stays on there for more than like 2 hours.
It's like butcher paper. It's like, you know, chalk on the sidewalk waiting for the rain every 2 hours. And the idea originally was to save money on server space, but the plus side of it was also that he didn't have to comply with takedown notices because, you know, they give you like 48 hours to comply. And by then, like, the stuff's not on the site.
Yeah.
So, but Trollcoin, it'll cost like, oh, let's say maybe $1 worth of the coin to post something heinous about somebody else. And it'll stay on for, I don't know, 2 years is too long. 2 days isn't enough. But, you know, maybe 2 weeks, something like that, and then it'll just disappear. I think that would work. Trollcoin. What do you guys think?
You could probably hook it up to some kind of 4chan board.
Nice.
So, you know, it would cost money to post the initial post, and then to comment would be free, right?
No, or, they both cost money. But
okay, no, everything will cost money.
Because it's troll coin.
Yeah, it's openly saying the thing is to make money, right? Which is part of the whole joke.
Yeah, that's part of the joke. And I got the idea from Steam, which puts all of their, all the text people write, the horrible articles people write for money. Which writing for money does lead to horrible articles. I really feel like writing as someone who basically bought part of the house from writing. I think people should not be paid for writing anymore. I think that in the past it was okay, but in the future, now that I bought part of a house with it, I think people should not be paid to write. And the reason is because amateur writing produces better writing. When you're writing to try to make money, you write worse stuff. You write clickbait, basically. So, but here's the thing. I've been complaining. First of all, I've been watching
Libertarian Republic. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I've been watching the all cryptocurrencies market cap every day. I check it every day, a couple times a day, because Bitcoin is on there. We're now 300 out of 640 coins, and people may say it's not very good. My answer is, how's your cryptocurrency doing? And it's actually pretty good, because Bitcoin is worth a half a penny now, which is, how many pesos in a half penny there?
In a half penny, like half a peso. No, actually it's a full peso.
Okay.
Bitcoin is now worth a full peso.
So I created something that's as good as Mexico in my garage with a couple of my friends. I don't have a garage, but I have a garage, but it doesn't have electricity. I don't do much creation out there. That's my, I go out there to do my co-caching. Ooh, that should be a verb.
Ooh.
When you wank it in private, in public, like in a car, in a parking lot, you're co-caching. Okay, that's going in the show. That's going to be the name. So, but I check every day.
And you blame somebody else, right?
You
have to blame somebody else.
Yes, like,
I'm doing this because reasons and the freedom fiends.
Yes. So I check every day also for Steam and Dogecoin, because for weeks now, Steam has been at number 10 market cap and Dogecoin's been at number 11. I believe, because Steam was like number 4 for a while. They're slowly slipping in worth and value and love from the world. And their logo looks like the little turd, the turd emoji. Without the turd, just the poo set smell.
Steam coming off of the turd, on a cold day.
But it's going to be a great day.
Without the cute face, just the turd.
Right. It's going to be a great day for me.
And I posted a picture of that, like the turd emoji.
I saw it.
Steam. And it went viral. Like, I started seeing it all over the place.
I know.
So I built that. So it would be a Steam. I built that.
Let me hang on, guys. So I'm waiting for the day when Steam slips below Dogecoin. That'll be a beautiful day for me. Now, the other thing is, I've been complaining for years that Dan Larimer, the founder of Steemit, owes me $75 for work that I did on his last, like, overinflated thing, BitShares, that did never produce any real money. That was kind of a Ponzi. And Steemit is kind of a Ponzi so far.
It's Ponzi-ish.
It's Ponzi adjacent.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me get the app here. They can afford attorneys. Okay. So Steemit is
not
kind
a guarantee.
Of like a Ponzi. Kind of Ponzi adjacent.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And that's what his app was built for, things like that. But so I finally got that money, that $75. Their poster boy, Jeff Berwick, still owes me 100 and, I don't know, 50, 200, something like that. I can't even remember. I don't even know anymore. But the thing is, Dan Larimer did not pay me. Somebody there who I'd worked for, who was working for Dan Larimer, paid me out of his pocket. And I was like, why are you doing this? And he's like, because it costs less for me to do this than it would to get the money from Dan Larimer or to have you keep saying talking smack about Dan Larimer. And I was like, are you still working for him? Are you still any friends? And he's like, no, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but we're still in good terms. So, you know, maybe this guy made a bunch of money, or maybe he's just being, I would say being decent, you know? I mean, that was pretty cool of someone. So Dan Larimer still, he doesn't still owe me money, but he's still a fink. I'll say it, because he didn't pay me, because I invoiced him a few times. Yeah. Hmm. All right. So
I know Berwick said that the reason why he couldn't pay you was because he was broke, which is kind of funny considering that he's like an investment advisor to people, like telling him how to invest their money.
And he can't the even only reason afford people to pay attention his bills. To him. The only reason people pay attention to him is they think he's a multimillionaire, which he was for a minute in the late 90s because he invented, you know. His mother died, and he invested $100,000 he got when she died in some four different .coms, and one of them like way took off. The others failed, and he was really just throwing darts at a dartboard. Basically, that was his investment strategy, mm-hmm. and he just
happened but he to kept the house, so it looks like he still has a lot of money because he has
a house. He has a condo
of Acapulco.
He has a condo which could be rented. Yeah, who knows.
Yeah,
maybe it's one of those. There are places you could go, like rent an office for a couple hours and meet somebody there. It's kind of a scammy thing. Maybe you could do that with apartments. Maybe you can maybe he timeshares it with five other advisors who make videos from there. Check YouTube.
Yeah, I don't think a condo like that in Acapulco would be a lot more than probably $1,000. So
it'd probably be as much as Nima Vidotti's apartment in Casper, Wyoming, times two.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So you can get that in Acapulco, and so you can have that wonderful view, and then
And I'm not rich, and I'm allegedly my alter egos are allegedly renting a crappy apartment down the street. Please donate. Wouldn't that be creepy? Like, I'm insane, and I'm renting multiple apartments for my personalities. Please donate. That'd be a new kind of Kokesh, man. I couldn't believe I was trying to figure out what charities that we're going to do this thing with Bitcoin, where when you register a domain, some of it goes to the developers instead of destroying it like Namecoin and then begging for years trying to get money. You know, instead of destroying the coin, half's going to go to charity, half's going to go to the developers to keep it going, which is what Namecoin should have done. And, but we were looking for charities for it, and somebody said, what about Adam Kokesh? Totally seriously suggested that we give money to that son of a billionaire wanker.
So when are you going to create Bitcoin, not bombs?
Tonight.
And still.
during the break.
And still Dobby's logo and just kind of alter the color scheme.
He stole it and he loved it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm assuming
he doesn't believe in intellectual property, right?
Well, yeah, he made the Bipcot logo. How could he? He built that. I suggested it.
I built the Bipcoin.
He built the Bipcat.
Yeah.
So, Hugo wanted to talk about something. We got 45 seconds. Go ahead, Hugo.
Yeah, I can do that. Turns out, I read some news here, and it turns out that the public enemy, number one of Venezuela's government, works at a Home Depot in Alabama. So this guy set up a website where he's posting the black market price of the dollar versus the Bolivar. So the government is after the guy. But he immigrated to the U.S. and became a citizen, so they will never get him. You can see how much you can do with a simple job in the U.S.
And his weird friends, and some you with liberty hosting. Since 2011.
I'm out of here.
Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Ross Ulbricht was sentenced to life in prison for operating the Silk Road. But that's not the end of the story. Ross is trying to get out, but he needs your help. The free Rossathon is happening Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 10 p.m. Eastern, featuring Roger Ver, Cody Wilson, Doug Casey, Tom Woods, and dozens of equally seditious speakers. Go to freeross.org right now and register for this free event. It's a fundraiser for Ross's appeal, so prepare to be inspired. freeross.org. That's freeross.org.
Now I think they're both mean and dumb.
sounds about
although
right.
Liberals, so when Trump won, I was as astonished as the next guy. I was bracing for Hillary. I was like, what am I going to do with these guns my cousin has when they come door to door to shoot us? You know, Trump may still do that. Trump will probably make you give a loyalty oath to keep your guns and test you for kratom. So
and make sure that you don't violate his safe space when he goes to see Hamilton.
Yeah. That was amazing. He's already acting like a third world dictator. You cannot criticize us in public. You know, Boston Tea Party nailed it in Boston's Gun Bible. He said eventually politicians are going to be so hated by everyone that they're going to do their politicking basically. I mean, he wrote this before the internet was much of a thing. He said, like, over live video feeds, like, they're never going to appear anywhere in person. They're going to take your rights over video. They almost kind of do anyway. I mean, you can't get near them, most of them.
Yeah. But I guess they're upset right now because now, I guess this is now trending on Facebook that Hillary Clinton is up like 1.7 million votes over Donald Trump. And everybody's like, oh, this is, we need to start a revolution. Like being liberal is like a
revolution.
Upset.
Them and what army?
Exactly.
Twitter, but no. What's not Twitter? What's the thing?
No, they're Molotov cocktails and they're Antifa stuff. Yeah.
They don't do that. No, what's the thing they use? It's not Twitter. It's what's the social justice warrior?
Oh, Tumblr. Network? Tumblr. Yeah, that's kind of taking a nosedive anymore. Yeah, it's not going to happen. And not only that, but to just say like, oh, the popular vote, you know, if it was the popular vote, she would have won. That's not true because not a single one of those people have campaigned in the general election in cities like L.A. or Chicago or New York, which is where they would have to campaign if it was a popular vote thing, right?
Yeah, I've seen some interesting maps since the election. Like one was, you know, the ever popular. I think I've seen this other elections of like if people who weren't on welfare voted, it would be like two states would determine it. And I think Wyoming's one of them. Now, there's a lot of white people in welfare here, actually. But then there was other ones that were like, you know, if the popular vote did it, it would be like four cities, a couple other things. If Kensington did it. Oh, the name of this episode, by the way, is going to be something like Steve Miller was too busy doing a co-cash in a parking lot to show up for the show. And I have a great photo for it, which you'll just have to tune in and see what photo happens next.
So we outsourced it to a Mexican and a Las Vegan.
Yes, to his Mexican non-union equivalent.
Yeah.
Hugo looks like Miller. Or they could be in the same lineup, you know. They look enough like.
Yeah. If someone didn't remember what race they were.
Although,
they're
the same race.
Yeah.
Venezuelans are the same race as Kensingtonians.
Okay.
I don't know. Steve might not
be. I don't know. I don't know about races. Speaking of races. What's the story that you were like sharing with me about the priest mistaken for a KKK member? We're getting Froyo. Oh,
yeah. Do you have that up? Can you read
it? Yeah. By the way, stop calling it Froyo. It's frozen yogurt. Just quit being lazy. It's so annoying when people say it because I'm like Froyo. Oh. Okay. So panic ensued on a college campus last week when a social media fueled rumors that a member of the Ku Klux Klan had been spotted. The man, students later realized, wasn't a Klan member, but rather Father Jude McPeak, an ordained priest from Evergreen. In line for frozen yogurt, thank you, while bearing his habit.
Oh, yeah, they thought he had a whip, too, because he was holding his big rosary.
Yeah. Students from Indiana University took to Twitter to caution fellow students of a man dressed in white robes who had been seen on campus carrying a whip. A university dorm resident advisor subsequently sent out a cautionary email to the students in his building, and a campus-wide chaos ensued. While the mix-up between a Klansman and a priest seems unlikely, McPeak, who serves as the director of campus ministry on the St. Paul Catholic Center, blah, 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 said that he couldn't he could understand the confusion, which is kind of interesting because the KKK kind of love to use the religious iconography of Christianity.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the KKK robe came out of, although the KKK hated Catholics. They were universally to a man Protestant Democrats.
Yep. Yeah. Which is interesting because JFK kind of threw that on its head as a Catholic, yeah. So, I don't know. It just seems like this kind of left social justice warrior type thing is kind of getting a little out of hand. So much so that they would see a father or a priest and immediately say, oh, he's wearing white, he must be racist.
Well, it's also people kids who don't know anything, that, you know.
On college campuses, that's about right.
Probably a Jesuit campus.
Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Let me finish this. We'll bring him on. So I have to talk a little bit to, build a custom for callers. We're talking about the great. I used to do interviews a lot at KUSF in San Francisco, which was like the best college radio station in the country. It was voted that many years in a row. And it was right around the corner from my house. And when I was in my band, Bomb, bingo, I used to do interviews there. I've probably done, 20 interviews there over the years. And they, even long after I moved from there, they played carts, which were like little recordings of like, this is Michael Dean, you're listening to KUSF, blah, blah, blah. I'm here with Cash Newman, partying, blah, blah, blah. But it was funny because it was like, played a lot of satanic music. I guess you'd call it a lot of that heavy metal, but it was, on the way to go do interviews there, I'd always see priests walking around because it was University of San Francisco is a Jesuit university. So we got a caller. Let's bring him on. It's Bill calling from Alabama. You're on the air, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello.
What was this talk?
Turn him up. I can't hear you. Turn down your radio. You're echoing. And bored up, I can't hear him very well.
I heard you talking bad about Donald Trump. If you don't like Donald Trump, you get out.
I don't like Hillary either. They're evil, all of them.
Yeah, but Donald Trump's going to make America great again, and I can't believe that you're coming on here and bad-mouthing a brand new president. He was elected fair and square. If you don't like you, get out. I'm going to tell you something, boy.
Square being the operative word there. So how's he going to make America great? Enumerate his plan, which seems to be changing by the minute.
He's going to do everything. He's going to, well, he's not, oh, he said he was going to build a wall, but I don't know. Who knows? Presidents can't do much, but he's going to do all kinds of great things. I'm absolutely sure because I voted really hard for him.
But he's flip-flopped on everything that he got elected on. He's not going to build a wall. He's not going to do mass deportations. He's not going to put Hillary in jail. So, what did you elect?
He's going to build a wall. He's going to lock her up. He's going to do all that stuff. I think you're just part of the liberal media. No, I'll tell you what, sir. You're part of the liberal media spreading bad words about him and just trying to defend Hillary Clinton. She lost. Get over it. Get out.
I hate to disagree, so we won't do that, but let's find something we can agree on. I believe that Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's about right. I believe in that.
I thought your head exploded. You were really quiet, sir, for a minute. So
I believe in that, but you're still part of the liberal media just because you wasn't socialist enough. That's your problem. I know
it. All right, your audio's too bad. Jason, hang up on him. You're gone, dude. You're probably a mental patient in your pajamas in a mental institution. That was horrible. That was worse than Hitler. That's why we don't take calls, people. This is not radio you control. This is radio I control. What do you think, Jim? Jim, wake up. What?
We're doing radio?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. What do you want?
Sorry about that. I just nodded off. What happened? What?
We took a call. I'll never do it again. I do it like every...
Why would we do that?
3 years and go horrible. Never that again. They're worse than Hitler. You called in Free Talk Live the other day. Your audio was horrible. Why didn't you Skype in at least?
No, that was from... You didn't check the date on that. That was from 2008.
Oh. You know, there should be a link to that, actually. We should put that audio in your app, in the About
page. Fun story. That was kind of... I don't think that was the first time I was calling in. I used to harass Mark Edge all the time. I thought he was going to mention that when we did a show together. But I used to talk about him joining the Landmark Forum, which is a cult. It's a cult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a cult. He was saying, no, it's just a business thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
To stay in Landmark.
Yeah, I don't know if he still does that, but I used to call in all the time, and he used to hate it when I called in, because even if I didn't call in about Landmark Education somehow, he would always divert that conversation into me talking about cults somehow. He'd be like, is that a cult, Jim? And then it would just go right back, and he'd be like, oh, every time I called in.
Did you go by Jim Jesus back then?
No, I usually called in either from Jim from Kansas or Jim from Second Life. Because back in the day, before Second Life was all
before
about
you had a,
sex.
Before you had a First Life.
Yeah, before Second Life was all about sex, it was also all about sex and gambling. But there was also like people who used to hang out, and they would have like little hangouts. And there was a libertarian hangout there, and we'd all used to sit together and chat while we were listening to Free Talk Live. And we would egg each other on to call in, too.
So what's your sort of Bitcoin online poker site?
Do it.
Why not?
Do it. Well, the FBI.
Oh, and yeah, you know, we don't recommend it. I mean,
yeah. Wait,
where's my app? I need to hold this thing in my hand.
Not again. Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
That wouldn't be a good idea at all.
Yeah, the FBI pretty much came in and shut down that whole part of Second Life, and it kind of took a big blow to their economy, and so they tried to divert to another types of blow, and I'm not talking about fake drugs, and that's where it kind of turned. But they were trying to make it more of like a 3D internet where you can go and talk to people. You know, when like if you go to a website, instead of just being like a two-dimensional page, you're basically going and you're also talking to other people that are visiting, quote unquote, the page. And that didn't work. It just kind of fell off. And now the only thing that people use it for is virtual sex.
Yeah.
And it's very kind of, it's not even like anything good. It's usually like furries or slavery sex or eating people.
You're in the break.
Oh, I'm getting droned. What happened? Am I doing the show?
Hugo was saying, during he's talking about like, I was saying to Hugo that anything in a British accent to me sounds like some kind of weird humiliation porn or cake. Yeah, I'm sorry, mistress. I can't even do it. I can't do an English accent, and I can't pretend to be a sub. Doesn't work. Yeah. So speaking of segment, we're going to talk about, speaking of alpha males and me being one, we're going to read the, I'm going to have you read, I wrote up my criteria. Actually, no, true alpha males.
Not a guarantee.
True alpha males aren't type A personalities. True alpha males are like the people who like sit in the background and go, yeah, when you guys are done fighting it out, I'll take the women.
I'll be the winner.
I'll be the winner. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting droned that's or if you're getting droned, by the way. But you're definitely cutting out, at least on my end. So
worms.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm going to have you read the in the next segment. Oh, we can probably do it now. I'm sending you an email. So I'm sending you this email. It will have no subject. You'll get it soon. I'm going to fix the droning live. We'll do it live. I'm going to have you read my demands for what I'm looking for in new Fiends hosts. And it's kind of funny because it basically eliminates like 0.99.
This is not. I don't even know what's going on right now.
6% of all people. What's not? I'm trying to work. So I don't know.
Fiend phone.
So Jim, tell me a story in case we're on air about gambling.
Okay. I think I'm back. I think it was just my end because I just realized that I was on Wi-Fi, which is a big no. Yeah, don't do Wi-Fi. So I'm hard lined in, but it's still not getting any better. Sure. So so I got your email. So Fiends Foes, am I supposed to read this co-host need to?
Yeah.
Okay. So Fiends co-host need to, let me do my Jeff Riggenbach voice.
Yes.
Because I read better actually when I do that. No experience in radio or podcasting needed, but you should really want to do it. Not to cuss on the show, even when connected to the network, which means don't do it during the breaks. Not be paid. Show makes very tiny profit, breaks even, or loses money, depending on the month. Take directions with tech issues, plus the flow of the show, which is kind of important because you know what you're doing. You've been doing this for quite a while.
By the way, I just checked.
Okay. You know what you're doing. You've been doing this for quite a while, so taking advice from you is a really good idea. Get along with other co-hosts. Not a guarantee. Do not do a show in the middle of the night at least twice per month. I try to do it every week, and I try to do it as much as I can, but it looks like I'm going to do a double shift. I'm going to also be doing a show tomorrow as well.
Fiend phone.
You must have a decent mic and headphones or be willing to buy that. Both cost a total of $50 to $70. I think you should correct this, by the way. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Michael, welcome back.
Yeah, I hear you.
You should definitely get a mic stand.
Oh, it's all included in that. I just want
to
mic's this short. Yeah. Put it this way, you know, after someone agrees that they are part of the 1% 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 of people that can actually do all this and be up in the middle of the night, then I'm going to say, okay, here's what you need.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not
determine what a decent mic and head. Yeah,
that's in the long form. Yeah, I determine. I'm the decider.
And that's really smart because a lot of people just go, I know what's best, and they'll get a Yeti and it'll pick up the dog parking down the street. And it won't even be a good quality recording of the dog barking down the street. It's going to be a cheap Chinese condenser mic. Don't say things on the show that'll get us kicked, get our doors kicked in. You can say that.
Right. I can.
Yeah. Okay.
I can break all these rules.
Be smart and funny.
That's a tough one for that.
Doesn't have a toddler or a baby.
Yeah, toddler or baby's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Kids are horrible. They're sticky and they ask too many questions.
Steve Miller is sticky and he's in here to ask questions.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
I was just going to say that Michael will be back. but apparently you are, so.
You gotta hold that closer to the mic, because.
That was as close as it gets. Maybe I just don't have it turned up.
You gotta find where your speaker is.
Not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah, because things are important on the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah,
speaking of.
Yeah. Allegedly. So. Yeah. We were going off. We left off. Don't have kids. Don't have kids.
So this is a list of things you have to do to be a good Freedom Fiends co-host.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, we have 15 hosts right now that meet all these criteriums.
But some of them are really slacking, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more MK. And Steve Miller was on last night, but where is he tonight? I don't know.
He's off co-caching in a parking lot. Well,
yeah.
Co-caching is always in a parking lot, but
we're going to need some Bill Buford up in here too. So, all right. So, moving along, answers short, infrequent emails promptly, say within 6 hours. Give most of the time. But here's the thing with the 6 hour time limit that you're putting on here, you're forgetting that people need like 8 hours of sleep, and some people are like stuck at work for 8 hours. So I would probably move that up to 8 hours, but which I have done before, which I've noticed that you sent me an email and I responded.
He's never coming back.
Hang on. Okay.
Put it this way. You know,
wow. Okay, you buffered so hard that I lost all of that. All right. Yeah. So whatever you said about Buford, I'm just going to smile and nod.
Buford? Sounds about right. That was like 10 minutes ago.
Right. Then you just now filled in.
Wow.
Yeah, your connection is terrible.
I'm going to let you do it. You take it. I'm in Wyoming. You finish the show.
All right. So yeah, 8 hours probably a little bit better, but he said he wants 6 hours. Answers all questions in emails, so not requiring lengthy back and forth. There are over 15 hosts. If a few of them start doing that, booking the show becomes impossible, which I am guilty of doing, of breaking this rule. I am really bad with this, because I'll just see like the first question, or I'll see the question, like the last question, and just answer that one. And then because I'm at work or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, that's a quick question I can answer, and I'll just answer that question real quick, and then I'll be like, yeah, I'll answer the other question later, and I never do.
Yeah,
so I'm bad with that one, but I know my faults, right? That's always good.
Yeah,
that should be a rule. You should know your own limits.
I'm adding it.
Anarchists, voluntarists, or deep minarchists? Really deep minarchists? You're allowing state faces up in here?
Well, James Weeks is running for office, and he seems kind of serious about it.
Yeah, but he is an anarchist. He describes himself as an anarchist. He just wants to upset the LP, because make the LP LP libertarian again, which is what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be just a way to use a political system as a platform to get libertarian ideas across.
Yeah, because you know when he got naked, they said, you know, that's not what we do. You need to work within the system, and so now he's working within the system, and they're still peed off at him.
Yeah, but his intention is to use the campaign for his running for sheriff to upset the apple cart. And he said that if he thought he could win, he wouldn't have run. So a voice that it's enjoyable or easy to listen to. It doesn't have to be stellar, but it can't be brittle or harsh. Yeah, some people do have just grating voices.
Alex Jones would never get to be a fiend.
Yeah. He's a good broadcaster, but that...
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he's risen above it, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh, for all of his many, many faults...
For all of them.
the guy has a great speaking voice.
He does. He could probably... I could picture him sipping brandy with Rickenbaugh. Right. What's his name?
Jeff Rickenbaugh.
Yeah, those two could... They could be in the like deep men, commanding men's voice club, sipping brandy together.
And these are probably the two most important rules: not to argue with WMD about how this is done. He has this thing worked out, and worked out for years, and to make his life easier. This is the most important thing.
Yep,
and that's redemption. Make MWD's life great again.
Yeah. I'm buffering, so I got nothing to say.
Yeah, well, we're heading out anyway, so great show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, great show. Unlike Miller Miller, who's too busy co-caching to show up.
Yeah. But Jim Jesus makes the Fiends great again.
Yep.
To keep out the bad audio.
And concrete. I'm constantly building.